This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by CameraPrices.com, your resource for anything camera-related. Go to CameraPrices.com. I'm excited to have as a guest today Mr. Paul Bowen, who is to aviation photography as Michelangelo is to art. His photography of high-performance aircraft is magnificently illustrated in his critically acclaimed coffee table book series, Air to Air, Volumes 1 and 2, and Air to Air Warbirds. Paul is credited with over 700 magazine covers and is one of 60 photographers selected for Canon's Explorers of Light program. He's best known for his use of light with aircraft vortices he captures while airborne in an antique B-25 aircraft. Welcome to the show, Paul. And I just want to ask you a question. How did all this begin?
Thank you. It's nice to be here with you. Well, actually, it's been over 30 years ago that I moved to Wichita, Kansas, which is basically the air capital of the world where Beechler and Cessna began, so more airplanes have been made here than any other city in the country. And working as an assistant to the fellow who had the Cessna account, for $1.75 an hour 30 years ago, I learned about aviation photography.
And boy, that $1.75 back then went a long ways.
Yeah. Fortunately, we've added a few zeros to it since then.
Well, you certainly deserve it. Your photography is phenomenal. I'm going to direct everybody to the beautiful photographs you sent to us today to put samples up at Photomall, my site, FOTOMALL.com. And the vortices behind the aircraft are just, they're incredible. Everyone who sees the books, and by the way, thank you very much for the books that you sent. I'm enjoying the aircraft images so much. But these vortices, they are so artistic in nature, aren't they?
They really are. And the fun thing for me in shooting the vortices, and for those of you who maybe haven't seen this phenomenon before, it's basically the air that comes off the wing swirls out to the wingtips, and it is doing this all the time, but it's only revealed when there's some form of a weather phenomenon or smoke. So if you're flying low over the tops of, say, the fog marine layer off the California coast, as you skim along the top of the clouds there, the vortices effect is revealed in these swirling, beautiful cloud formations behind the airplane. As I sit in the tail of an open end of a B-25 bomber, strapped in, of course, with my Canon cameras there, looking back at the nose of the trailing jet, we form vortices both from the B-25 and from the jet. And the fun thing for me is that I can anticipate and plan that they're going to happen, but I can't really control it. So I'm a little bit along for the ride, and I get to enjoy it with my assistant as the only people seeing it happen, because no one else in the airplane can see it.
So now you're strapped in. You're on the back end of a B-25. That is open air in front of you. There's no lens, no window. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it's where the tail gunner used to shoot in the B-25. And if you saw the movie Pearl Harbor, you'll remember that the B-25 bombers actually flew off of an aircraft carrier and bombed Tokyo in retaliation for the bombing of Pearl Harbor. So we're in the B-25. It's very cold back there. Of course, it gets cold about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit every 1,000 feet that you go up in altitude. So it can get very chilly, and with the wind chill and all, it's a kind of a brutal environment.
Well, I know when I go to your website, airtoair.com, I saw a picture of you back there. You certainly have a lot of gear on, but I didn't see your assistant. You said there's an assistant.
There's actually a little bit of a tunnel. The airplane opens up in the back where the gunner would sit, and then there's a little tunnel that you have to crawl through to get to the area right behind the bomb bay area where it opens up and you can sit back in there, and he's sort of in the trough, handing me lenses or cameras or whatever. So he He doesn't get much of the glory, but he's very important.
Very important, yes, and has a semi-dangerous job, I would presume. Well, let's since you're talking about handing you cameras, let's talk about what kind of cameras and lenses do you use?
Sure. We're using the Canon digital completely now, and we've moved up to the Canon EOS 1DS Mark II, 16.7 megapixels. So we've surpassed the quality of film with it, and I usually run two cameras, one with a new lens that I just got that is so sharp. It's really nice. It's a 24 to 105 with the image stabilization. I'll use that on one camera, and then a 70 to 200 IS, or image stabilized lens, on the other camera. And depending on the quality of the formation capabilities of the pilot that we're shooting, will kind of determine what lens I use.
Now, somebody asked me when they saw the pictures, that, and I was telling them that you were coming on the show today, asked me, well, I wonder how much Photoshop he uses.
Oh, actually, I don't use any.
You don't use any?
Yeah. My clients will use them, use Photoshop when they're putting together their ads and the brochures and collateral material. Mm-hmm. But I don't use any in the books. We determined before we put out the books that we're not against using Photoshop at all. About all we'll use for the books would be levels or curves and maybe a little bit of color adjustment. Nothing that we couldn't have done in camera.
Got it. Well, speaking of cameras again, now you were up there long before the digital cameras came out. Now, comparing today's images to back then, do you find the job much easier?
Well,
or is it just different?
It's just really different. I think what we found, that anyone who's shooting digital seriously now has found, is that the post-production time is enormous. We just came back from 10 days away in Saudi Arabia and Dubai, and you know, we'll have a week on the computer. I have an assistant who's been with me 18 years and then a studio manager who's been with me a handful of years, and they're on the computer adjusting, organizing, sorting, spotting the images, and they'll spend together they'll spend a week on post-production. And so that's the one thing that we found that's kind of surprised us and been a bit of a headache. But we love shooting the digital, and the clients love it. I'm going to Florida on Sunday, and I'll be there for 4 days. Spoke with the client in France earlier today, and he needs me to email him some images immediately for the cover of a magazine. And, of course, we'll be able to do that. Right. And we couldn't have done that years ago.
Yeah, that helps a lot. I'm going to direct everybody again to Photomall, Photomall.com. Let's just take a look at a couple of the shots on the cover that we have this week, and then you're going to be in our Hall of Fame gallery along with a lot of other famous photographers. And that cover shot is the one where the vortices are in the background. Is that the same thing? Now, you're talking to an old ex-air traffic controller here. Is that the same thing we used to call wake turbulence?
It is, basically. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Right. It certainly is. And, again, it's kind of interesting because it happens all the time. It's just revealed when there's some kind of a weather phenomenon like smoke or fog or clouds.
All I know is if you're in a small aircraft, you don't want to be back there.
That's so true. That's so true. In fact, it's kind of fascinating. Even when we're shooting these large corporate jets, mm-hmm. which are usually very smooth and built beautifully, and you know, they sell for $50 million and all.
Right.
We put them behind the wake of the B-25, and they get spun out and around and all. It's
really,
yeah, it's very safe though, because you know, we're not doing it at an extremely low altitude.
Well, now if we click on some of those cover shots, we go into the Hall of Fame gallery. There's a number of aircraft that you've presented to us today. You want to just give us an idea or name off a few of these aircraft types?
Sure, I'd love to, except I'm not looking at the images.
Well, okay, so...
You'll have to help me a little.
All right, well, rather than do that then, because they're all up there and we can get that information and post it later, just give me an idea of some of the types of aircraft that you do photograph, Paul.
Sure, absolutely. We actually have shot for almost all of the corporate jet manufacturers that are in the United States, whether they're built in the United States or just marketed here. In fact, last year I was in Brazil three times shooting for the Embraer people, who make everything from a 110-passenger commuter jet down to a $20 million corporate jet.
Wow.
We do work, of course, with Cessna, who's based here in Wichita, along with Raytheon, who bought up Beechcraft, and Learjet, who's now owned by Bombardier, and we do most of their product line. Falcon Jet, who's in France, and I'll be going to France in May to shoot for them. You know, one of the interesting things, too, is that we don't always shoot from the B-25, but it's our photo platform of choice. And
Excuse me just a second. You said a name there that I recall from talking to you once before, platform. Can you give us a description what a platform aircraft is?
Sure. The photo platform would be whatever we're shooting from. And when you're doing a photo shoot, it's most important that an aerial, air-to-air photo shoot, it's most important that you do a briefing before we go up flying, because everyone has to know what's happening up there, and it's no time to practice formation flying, so you have to be flying with pilots who understand flying in close formation. We're probably anywhere from 50 to 100 feet separating the airplanes, and the lead airplane, which we call the platform, is what I'd be sitting in. We either yank doors or windows or tail cones off of airplanes or whatever, so that we don't shoot through the glass.
Paul, a minute.
That's the platform.
That's the platform. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about the... I want to get into the warbirds. So stay with us. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. We're syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you have a business that ships products, you're probably paying way too much for your shipping and packaging supplies, even if you're buying from major retail stores. Check out eSupplyStore.com if you want to dramatically lower your costs. How much lower? Well, many of our customers are paying only half of what they were paying at the major retail stores. Plus, we've got fast delivery. How fast? If you order before noon Eastern Time, your order is shipped the same day. We use common carriers that deliver right to your door, so you never have to run out to buy your shipping and packaging supplies again. And since we're an internet company, everything from ordering, tracking, and customer support can be done online, making it convenient for you. Best of all, your satisfaction is always 100% guaranteed. So to get the low prices, fast delivery, and friendly service, go to eSupplyStore.com. That's the letter E, supplystore.com.
If your four-legged family member has an allergy that just won't go away, then go to nopetallergies.com. Find out if Bicom 2000 therapy is for your pet. Bicom 2000 therapy is a proven technology that's been tried and tested in Germany for over 28 years. It works by detecting electromagnetic signals coming from your pet's body, analyzing them, and modifying them into a healing signal for the body. There are no drugs, shots, or ointments. It's a natural, painless way of healing with no side effects. That's because it strengthens the patient's own defense and self-healing powers. Does it work? In one test of 154 patients with allergies, for 78% of them, all symptoms disappeared and had not returned 6 months after undergoing the therapy. Sound too good to be true? Then get the facts and judge for yourself by checking out the documented case studies for dogs, cats, birds, and horses at nopetallergies.com. That's nopetallergies.com. If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's S-H-A-R-P-I-C-S.com.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile.com, the home of your PC-controlled studio in a box. Go to Photosimile.com. We're speaking with world-class aircraft aerial photographer Paul Bowen, and we're also going to ask Mr. Jim Motke, our photo editor, to join us. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Good.
Jim, I bet you have a question or two for Paul.
Oh, I do. I mean, these pictures are just fantastic. I was, when I first looked at them, before I knew anything about vortices, thanks for educating me, I thought these were Photoshop. There's a Photoshop function called Liquify that does that effect. But, man, I never knew that that is something that you can photograph in the natural world.
Yeah, don't tell my clients about that.
I won't. I was wondering, I don't know if, how much you've talked with Jack about this, but I was wondering about access. It's pretty clear to me that you have developed a special relationship with to get up there.
Sure. Our primary business is for the manufacturers of corporate aircraft.
That would
mean their advertising departments and agencies hire us on a commission basis to do an assignment for their advertising collateral pieces and all of their uses. So that's one aspect of our shooting. The second aspect is of our warbird shooting. The World War II warbirds are such beautiful, we call them flying sculptures. They're just gorgeous pieces of machinery, of art, let alone the historic value of them. And about 6 years ago, I started earnestly shooting warbirds. I've been shooting air-to-air for over 30 years, or at this point I have, and about 6 years ago, hooked up with some warbird owners and started shooting. The B-25 that I used to shoot the corporate aircraft, turns out the people involved with the B-25s are also involved with other warbirds. So they introduced me to the warbird community, and I've fallen in love again with warbirds.
It's a very small world. Mm-hmm.
It is, and because of that, once you do some good work for one of the owners, he lets his buddies know, and I found out also that if I gave them photographs for on their walls, just some wall-hanging prints, that they appreciated so much because over the years, other photographers had promised but never followed through. And so, so fortunately, you know, you grease the skids for the next time, and that's been...
Are you a pilot yourself, Paul?
You know, I'm not. I think the world's much safer with me in the back of the airplane, to be quite frank. I started about almost 30 years ago, started flying, and found that I just didn't have time. You know, got married, had the child, bought the house, the business took off, and I started flying with great pilots. And pilots, you know, it's interesting. When I first started, there was a picture of an old biplane stuck in a tree, and underneath it, this poster said, aviation, much like sailing, is not inherently dangerous, but is very unforgiving of mistakes.
Very true. Yeah, very true.
And so the world's, like I say, much safer with me in the back of the airplane because I just didn't have time to fly.
I noticed on we have some of the photos you sent us on Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, and it looks like a flying wing you have in your third grouping here. Is that what that is, a flying wing?
Yes, it actually is. The Planes of Fame Museum in Chino, California, has the only flying wing. It's a Northrop flying wing, a single pilot. And it's the only one flying these days. They put on a great air show. I'll put a plug in for them at the third weekend of May down in Chino. And those are some of the guys who I've had an opportunity to fly with a lot, shooting their incredible machines.
That's incredible. How do you communicate with the target airplane?
Yeah, good question. We do a briefing, as I mentioned earlier, before we go flying. And the briefing is a two-part briefing. I explain initially what I want to achieve artistically, and then the pilots get a chance to discuss amongst themselves how they're going to achieve that safely. So they discuss frequencies for communication and areas to avoid because of air traffic or military operations. And so we have an intercom within my airplane or the platform airplane, and I request that the target airplane, which is flying on us, has formed up on us, I ask them to move in increments of feet. So I might say down 10, right 10, forward 10, and my pilot relays that to the other airplane.
Wow. Well, listen, it's been terrific, Paul. Please come back and visit us again.
I look forward to it.
All right. Jim, we'll talk to you around the corner.
That sounds great. Nice meeting you, Paul.
Fly safely.
You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month. and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all. NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
The Legal Minute brought to you by LegalZoom.com. Do you really know all the benefits of an LLC? An LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. In other words, owners of an LLC are not personally liable for its debts and liabilities, but also have the benefit of being taxed only once on their profits. So where do you go to create your LLC? LegalZoom.com. Over a quarter of a million consumers have placed their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. It's quick and affordable. Example, a lawyer would charge you approximately $1,570 for a standard LLC package. Not LegalZoom. You pay only $229. You save over $1,340. Go to LegalZoom.com. For a special discount, type in WS Radio, one word, in the box at checkout. Incorporate your business. Create a will or living trust. For common legal documents without the cost of an attorney, go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's SUTLAW.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPix.com, home of the Deflector for great product shots in a snap. Go to SharpPix.com. Next up, we have... Actually, before we go to the news, I just want to mention that you can see more of those terrific photographs from Paul Bowen at airtoair.com. I want to make sure that you have his website because they are phenomenal. And now, stand by for the news.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, in cooperation with Olympus, announced a voluntary recall of the nearly 1.2 million Olympus brand 35mm film cameras. Consumers should stop using recalled products immediately, unless otherwise instructed, due to a defect with the flash circuit in these cameras that can cause it to smoke and overheat when the camera is turned on, posing a possible burn hazard to consumers. The recall includes the Infinity Twin, AF1 Twin, Infinity Zoom 200 series, AZ 200 series, and Quantary Infinity Zoom 222 Olympus brand 35mm film cameras. The model name is printed on the face of the camera. These cameras have a built-in flash. This month, Nikonnet is paying tribute to Tony Sweet and his work in its monthly showcase, Legends Behind the Lens. Tony's experience in photography ranges from shooting for stock, calendars, greeting cards, posters, and catalog sales, to authoring fine art photography books such as Fine Art Nature Photography and Fine Art Flower Photography. Tony conducts numerous outdoor and nature photography workshops, and he's also a contributor to Shutterbug Magazine. This has been Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
Well, that's a interesting news segment. Next, we're going to have a little roundtable discussion. I invited our two editors, Mr. Jim Motke and Mr. Mike Connors of morephotos.com, to join me, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the, in the trade show business.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang on.
Sorry about that. Jim, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, I think we lost Mike. Just for a minute. We'll get him back on here. But, Jim, you know, you got to be excited about the news announcement about Tony Sweet. He's one of your instructors.
Yes, he is. I'm so excited. That was thrilling to hear that. Tony is a great guy, and I tell you, his work just always inspires me. So I'm so glad he's being recognized for that.
Ah, yes.
He's a great instructor.
All right. Well, I know Tony has been on the show a couple of times here, and he's just a terrific photographer as well. His photography is just beautiful, especially his flower photography. I think we got Michael back now. Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulty, but I'm sure glad that you were able to make the show. And, Mike, you're the co-founder of morephotos.com, providing services to professional photographers that has more to do with helping them market their photos. Is that correct?
Yeah, morephotos, you know, when you're uploading images. Well, I've been marketing photographers for 17 years, but when you put your images up, it definitely increases your exposure probably 1,000-fold overnight, just by, you know, the sheer fact that people will want to go see their photos and they'll bring their friends and family to their websites to see them, and absolutely.
So they basically proof them online, don't they?
Yeah, proof, buy, order, you know, arrange, you know.
The whole shebang.
Yeah.
Well, now, I was talking to you prior to the show, and Jim, and we all had a chance to go to the PMA this year, the big photo marketing show in Orlando, Florida. They have once a year. And did you see anything that caught your eye that you think photographers would like to know about, Mike?
Well, oh, yeah, there's a ton of products. And I think there's like three major reasons why a photographer needs to go to a photo show. And I think for one thing is networking with other photographers. It's always nice to be able to, you know, brainstorm or throw something towards another photographer. And obviously if you go to the shows, they could be a couple states away. They might not necessarily have to be in your same market. Mm-hmm. So you can work together and, you meet so many people. And that networking is really positive because you guys can, one guy might have tried one piece of software, and the other guy might have tried another way, and they can, you know, change notes and maybe figure out a better way of doing business or finding vendors or the whole gamut.
Learn from one another, right, Jim?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's a good point. You know, I do the same thing. When I work at Better Photo, I'm pretty much solo with my team, and then when I go out shooting, same thing. But so it's a crucial element to be able to touch base. And every time I go to a photo show, I come home with notebooks filled with, you know, new ideas and people to talk to and get support and bounce ideas back and forth, like Mike said.
Well, so what are some of the other reasons we should go to a photography show, Mike?
Well, I think that another reason would be the seminars to get little, you know, lessons on different things. I was looking at the schedule for the WPPI show that's coming up, and I mean they had seminars on, you know, marketing to lighting to, which is huge, to how to get into Disney World weddings. You know, so guys that are experts in different fields, you can sit there and listen to what they have to say. I sat with a photographer in Illinois recently, well, last week, and she does a lot of pregnancy, like home shots, and I guess she's very successful with it, with the child and the pregnant mother and mm-hmm. baby.
It's a popular arena nowadays.
Yeah, and there were some interesting comments that she made, and, you know, the wow factors and all that kind of stuff, and you know, it was really intriguing to see how somebody else deals to bring their market up. One of the things that she says is before they come to the studio to see all the pictures, they line them up and you know, put them in frames and all that, and then they actually walk outside the studio and walk back in, and if they go, wow, that's great. If it's not, they rearrange it again and until they go back outside and come back in and they get the wow factor. Then they know they're ready for the customer to come visit their photos.
Yeah, that's a great idea because you have to put yourself in the position of the customer. You know, seeing the images for the first time and seeing the store for the first time. If you are impressed, you're more likely to buy. If you're not, you're likely to walk away and not spend any money. And of course, in the photography business world, we all want to make sure that we have a good image and its first impression is the lasting one. So
yeah, no doubt. That's no doubt. And Mike's point about the seminars too is also a good one, and I know that Photoshop World is coming up here, I think, next week, and that's a real big one for along those lines. You can do seminars on you know, studio and lighting, but you can also definitely learn a ton about Photoshop, and those seminars are often the ones that get packed,
yeah,
sold out.
So you said 3 points. Did we get to your third one?
Well, the third one would be the trade show itself, meeting other vendors, seeing what's out there in the marketplace. Because if you're not up on all the new gadgets, the new softwares, the new ways of doing things, these vendors are spending a ton of money to be there. And you know, basically, you need to go up to them, basically, and say, "How can you make me more money? Or how does your product save me more time, more money?" I mean, because these products that people come up with are unbelievable. They can save you amazing amount of time, and sometimes it's, you know, you might be using two or three different softwares out there in on your, you know, regular schedule or, you know, regular routine, but then you find out at the show or something that, you know, you can merge each one of them together. They work together. That way, you know, all of a sudden you don't have to re-enter. Like, for instance, there's a company called Granite Bear Software that does accounting for photographers, but there's a lot of softwares out there they might be able to use that can pull all that accounting right into Granite Bear, so they don't have to retype it. It's kind of like a QuickBooks for photographers. So, you know, those type of things, find out, you know, who they're integrating with and your workflow, because the shorter time you spend on these workflows, you know, obviously the more time you have to do other things.
Right, and we saw a product there that does slide scanning. It was pretty interesting. Remember that one?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The PMA?
The PMA, yeah. The scanning, the disk copying, they have some really cool products that will copy disks and those terabyte hard drives.
Yeah, that
were
amazing.
That was from Maxtor or something, Maxtor or something.
Right, right. Did you see any of those, Jim?
No, I didn't. I saw one that was just a little, you know, paper scanner kind of thing, but I don't, one by Plus Tech, but I don't think it's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I think, and Epson had a slide scanner there that was pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, it was, because there's so many slides, a lot of people have collections and collections out there, and it was really, you know, pretty cumbersome. But we talked to him for a while, didn't we? And he said that it was pretty quick on these. I don't remember how long it takes, but it's really mastered the whole thing. I guess the scanner itself, you are built for the slide, so you put, I don't know, 12 or 18 slides in it, and then scans all of them all at one time, but it scans them separately once it goes into a file.
Yeah, automation is the name of the game with that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, what's great about that is that if you have, you know, like many people do, trays of slides sitting in a closet somewhere, you can scan them all in and put them on a CD, and you're set.
Oh, I got a garage full of those.
and I think it was like, wasn't it like $800 or something?
It was affordable.
It wasn't over $1,000. I know that for sure.
No, I thought they said $699, but it was an impressive price for what it is. And they were, as they demonstrated, I believe it was, the scan was like 2 minutes. And so it was also pretty fast, you know. You put your slides in these slots, and they would scan them for you. So Mike and I were thinking this would be a great thing for people that have storage piles of slides.
Oh, no doubt. You know, I mean, it definitely sounds a lot better than holding your slide up to the light and shooting with the camera.
Right. There you go. Well, Jim, did you see anything that impressed you there at PMA this year?
Well, you know, we talked last week about the Pentax SLR, and that was pretty sweet. And then there was another SLR by Panasonic that was pretty cool that we didn't get to talk about. Actually, I guess it was a couple weeks ago. Last week we were at the Space Needle.
That's right.
But the Panasonic, there was one called the DMC L1, which uses Leica lenses. And it looked pretty cool for, you know, people who really love that ultra high fidelity of that amazing Leica glass. And another little thing that I liked about it, and I have to wait and see how well it works, is they developed an anti-dust system.
Wow.
And I tell you, you know, it seems like the minute I shoot my digital SLR, it gets dust on the sensor and needs some serious cleaning. And that's a big frustration. Either that or, you know, you just clone stamp them out with the Photoshop tools.
Yeah.
But this little thing might really help, the Panasonic SLR.
Panasonic. Well, Mike, we got about 30 seconds left. What's happening at More Photo in 30 seconds or less?
Well,
anything exciting?
Well, at the PMA, we launched with Adobe Photoshop. So with CS2, if you have a CS2, you can sign up for More Photos. You can, or if it's More Photos customers, you can actually upload your images right to your own website from CS2. So that was pretty exciting.
That's right. You partnered with them.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're totally linked in with that, and we're going to be doing a couple more things down the road with them. So
now, will you be attending any more trade shows?
We'll be at the WPPI show in April, and we'll be in the Heart of America at the end of this month.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being with us, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you in a minute, Jim.
All right.
And the team here at WS Radio Network is very excited because we're now able to provide special offers and discounts and prizes at clubwsradio.com. We'll be right back with more of Shutterbug Magazine Radio.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you feel like the competition is gaining on you? Do you feel unable to keep up with the latest legal, financial, and business strategies? I do. We all do. Life is hectic. Time is precious. That is why it is my pleasure to inform you of a very special free offer. The Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report features brief and informative articles needed for business and personal success. It contains excellent discounted offers for valuable products and services, and it informs you of upcoming guests and topics on the Entrepreneur Magazine Legal Show, hosted by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. And best of all, the Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report is absolutely free. you only need to visit successdna.com to sign up. Twice a month, you'll receive a confidential e-newsletter containing useful information that will make you money and keep you in the game. Sign up today at successdna.com. That's successdna.com.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are emailthatsells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one, plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to emailthatsells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranChoice. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Chrome Digital Labs. We still do quality E6 processing. Go to chromedigital.com. And, hey, Jim, you know, coming back from the Space Needle, this is a little different, isn't it?
Oh, it is. We're on the ground now.
That was an amazing and a fun event, your 10th anniversary up there in Seattle, Washington, even with the wind.
Even with a little wind, it was a great day, and I appreciate you coming up to my neck of the woods, Jack. It was a fun show. I had a blast.
Yeah, I thought that was a lot of fun too, and that's why I was going to ask you today if you had any tips. Not only I was thinking of Space Needle and movement, but then of course we had Paul Bowen on, and he photographs moving targets, and I was wondering if you had any tips for us regarding movement when we're taking photographs, both
sure.
The object we're photographing and our own
yeah.
bodies.
Yeah, he would definitely have that happen, wouldn't he? You know, in that plane, I would have loved to talk to him some more about it, but I think we can do a pretty good job of coming close to, I think, how he would explain it. That being up in a plane like that, yeah, you're definitely dealing with turbulence and a lot of vibration yourself. And, of course, you're photographing a very fast-moving object. How fast it's moving to you depends on, you know, the relative rate of both aircraft. But all the same, you got a serious issue here, and there's no other way around it but getting that shutter speed to be as fast as possible. And I'll bet Paul probably aims for at least 1/500th or maybe even 1/1000th of a second as a minimum when he's doing this to make sure. And I'll bet he fires off many images to get one sharp keeper. I mean,
and he uses that anti-shake technology.
Yes, and the anti-shake technology, which has really helped out a lot of photographers, the image reduction or noise vibration reduction or image stabilization technology. And man, that's that definitely helps him get you know, one or two extra stops. I mean, weren't those images just gorgeous?
Oh man, he is really phenomenal. That's why I called him the Michelangelo of aircraft photography.
He really is, and there's an amazing artistic sense. You know, it's kind of like Ron Santangelo, who you've had on with the sports. These are two guys who take a subject and make art out of it. And with Paul, the flying, you know, anybody who goes to Photo Mall, I just highly recommend that you flip through those images. And pay attention to things like his point of view and the background. There's one photo that I love of a jet with some major city. Maybe it's New York in the fog. And it's just gorgeous. So he pays attention to his backgrounds and, of course, keeps the shutter speed issue. And if anyone wants to try to do this themselves, you know, and has access to, aircraft to do aerial, what I do is I'm doing a tulip shoot in the next couple weeks up here in Skagit Valley, and what I do is go off on a little helicopter and just do aerial photography from the helicopter. And when I do that, I use a high ISO. I definitely, you know, allow myself to go into the upper numbers of this thing called ISO, which is ASA or film speed, and it allows you to get a faster shutter speed, and that'll help help photographers stop the vibration and stop the action.
And what about panning? When you're talking about moving aircraft, is panning important or critical? I would
imagine
it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Panning is a fantastic way to convey motion. I didn't see any examples in Paul's work, but you know, whenever you have a fast-moving object, in some situations, if you shoot it with that high shutter speed, that fast shutter speed of 1/500th or 1/1000th or higher, you're going to just make a photo that seems very static. So, you know, panning, you use a slow shutter speed, and you actually track the subject. You move with it as you shoot with the intention of blurring the background and keeping that subject sharp. And that can be a very effective motion blur kind of photo.
And I would imagine, depending on the speed of the object, you know, like if it's a horse race or an auto race, you probably even have to get a little bit ahead of the object, don't you?
Yeah, you do have to think ahead a little bit. There's a couple things. One, you want to pre-focus, if you can. That autofocus is such a fantastic tool, but in certain situations, it'll slow you down because the camera will go back and forth trying to focus. So if you pre-focus and then turn it off, you'll often get better images.
Great tips again, as usual, Jim. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. Well, thanks to all my guests today, Mike Connors from morephotos.com, Jim Motke, betterphoto.com, and Paul Bowen, world-class photographer. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.